Well, let me just quickly say that the goal of the session was to set the stage for the post-2015 development agenda. I believe we have done that. And we have delivered to the next session all the elements that would go into launching of the negotiations that would lead to the completion of the post-2015 development agenda.
But what are the most difficult thing in doing this in the process?
Well, in a way, it's not anything related to the post-2015 development agenda. There were a number of challenging issues, one of which would be just the logistics of getting the negotiations on the outcome document for the World Indigenous People's Conference started. So that was one of the more challenging exercises that we undertook.
Next year, the UN is going to have the 70th anniversary, and of course, to set up the agenda for the post-2015 is very high on the agenda. So looking forward, what do you think are the obstacles, the challenges?
Well, no one knows what the future holds. By the way, the 70th anniversary is in 2015, at the 70th session, so it begins in September of 2015. One would hope that by the time we arrive at that point in time, we would already have an agenda in place. And so at the summit, which will be held in September of 2015, we would be able to adopt the post-2015 development agenda.
And also last week, you actually convened a session of the General Assembly in connection with setting up the agenda. So what are the major outcomes of the meeting?
Well, the session you're referring to is the stocktaking event that I had last week. The goal of that event was to provide member states with an opportunity to inform the Secretary General what are some of the things they would like to see in the report he has been invited to prepare. And I think we have done that.
Yeah, member states probably have many concerns and inputs in the process. Can you name some of those?
Well, it's important to understand that there is no agenda as of now. We have to craft that. So the purpose of the exercise was to simply let the Secretary General know ahead of time what are some of the things member states would like to see in such an agenda.